Oh, I love it. And so I want to share for a few minutes, and I've called this a gentle whisper. I don't know, a gentle whisper, you know. And in Genesis chapter 3, verse 8 and 9, let me just read you three scriptures and then share a few thoughts. So in Genesis 3, verse 8 and 9, we know the story. This is when Adam and Eve are being created by God. They're in the garden and they get tempted into sin. And in verse 8 of chapter 3, it said, "Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And they hid from the Lord God among the trees in the garden. But the Lord God called them and said, 'Where are you?'" You see, this had been the place of joy and fellowship with God. This was the place where Adam walked in the cool of the day, and God walked in the cool of the day, and they talked. And then Adam and Eve fall into sin, and they hide. And God does not withdraw his presence. He does not disappear and go, "This is a disappointment. Look what they've done." He continues in that place of the cool of the day, and he goes, "Adam, I can see you." I don't know. That's my... I don't think it was Adam. Come no here. It was... They heard the Lord God still walking in the cool of the day. And there was this place of a gentle voice. And then in 1 Kings chapter 19... There's another example. I just want to give a few examples. I mean, I could go the whole Bible. 1 Kings chapter 19, we have here the story of Elijah. And from verse 11 to 13, just a couple of verses there. We got it. "And the Lord said, 'Go and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord. For the presence of the Lord is about to pass you by.' And then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart, shattered the rocks before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. And Elijah heard it, and he pulled his cloak over his face, and he went out and stood in the mouth of the cave." I want to remind you of, or let's go there, Exodus chapter 33, just my third little passage, my example here, Genesis, Exodus. This is where we read about Moses. And they're traveling through the wilderness, and God is bringing his people to. He's delivering them. He's bringing them into freedom from bondage. He's establishing a new people. You still with me? And in verse 7, it says, "Moses used to take a tent and put it outside of the camp where everybody else was. And he called it the tent of meeting. And everyone that wanted to hear from God would go to the tent of meeting outside the camp. And whenever Moses went out to the tent, all the people rose and they stood at the entrance of their tents, watching Moses until he entered the tent." In verse 9, "And as Moses went into the tent, a pillar of cloud would come down and stay in the entrance while the Lord spoke to Moses. Whenever the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the entrance of the tent, they all stood and worshipped, each one at the entrance of his own tent. And the Lord would speak to Moses face to face as a man speaks with a friend." Just three examples that I've taken. It goes on and said, and Joshua, this young man, he would stay, after Moses would leave, Joshua would go and hang at the tent. It's like, maybe I'll hear the God for myself. It's not surprising when it came to change leadership, and God looks across a whole nation, he goes, "Where's Joshua? Because Joshua knows my little voice." And that's what I want to talk about, is Do you know that voice? Do you know the gentle whisper? Our life and our world has got such loud voices. In the church circles of internet and teachings and YouTubes and podcasts, there are so many voices. In our circle of friends in the towns, like in our business world, in the economy, in the politics, there's so much. There's so much. Joshua had it. Yeah, Moses, the Egyptian army on his back, people complaining about food, everything. He says, I can't hear God in amongst this million people. Let me take my little tent and go outside where I can talk to God as a man speaks with a friend. How many examples of Jesus, when the crowd pushes in, the five loaves, the two fishes, feeding the five, the end of that thing, what does Jesus do? He doesn't start his own crusade and put up a loudspeaker and evangelize 5,000 people. He goes, it's getting noisy here. People are pushing in for food. And he says he withdraws to a quiet place because I must hear what my Father says. I only do what my Father says. As you read the whole Bible in the New Testament, you find this again and again. Jesus had some regular places. The one was this house where Mary and Martha lived, where Lazarus lived, where their father Simon lived. That was a place he could withdraw. Because we hear he often goes there. And the other was to the mountain, to the olive trees. Like, where do you withdraw? Where does God's little voice speak to you? I want to give an example. My grandfather was an ambassador. He was the Danish ambassador to South Africa in Cape Town. So he's a man who carried a weight of authority. He was a man who was busy. He had a big office in town. And we used to come every holidays, once, sometime twice a year, and stay with Opal. At one stage, I went to live with him. I was a very naughty boy, so I had to leave school and go and live. Maybe my grandpa will sort me out, and he did. And what it was is he would go out the front door of his house in Sea Point every morning and talk with Jesus. And we were told as the grandchildren, you don't go outside the house till Jesus has finished talking to your grandpa. And if it was the whole morning, we stayed inside the whole morning. And we would watch through the curtain. We'd look and watch him and watch him. Just it's like, and more than I want to go and play and I want to go to the beach and I want to go to Opa's office, I saw a man that heard God's whisper before he ever went to be an ambassador. I pray my grandkids will see somebody that hears God's whisper. Your children, the people that work for you, whatever you do, your family would see a woman and a man that knows the whisper of God. When I look through this book, I see whispering places everywhere. Everywhere. I see everybody has a place. And it's not just the place, it's that they took the time. I made a list here. For Abraham, just to remind you, it was the oak tree at Mamre. You find him going under that oak tree and he hears the whisper of God. For Isaac, it was the well at Nohar. Jacob, it was Bethel. There were places that they would hear the whisper of God. For Joshua, it was Gilgal. I mean, you could go and read each story, but I don't know. For Gideon, it was the oak tree at Ophrah where he stopped. And he heard a whisper. For Samuel, it was the tabernacle. For David, it was the cave at Adullam. It's just, there were other places. But for each of them, there were moments in their walk with the King of Kings where there was that whisper. There was that, for Elijah, Mount Carmel, this one we've just read. It's like, and there was the gentle whisper. Mordecai is interesting Because Mordecai, it was the king's gate. Now, the king's gate was the busy place. This is the people came and went. The traders came and went. The illegal aliens trying to get into Israel came and went. But there, Mordecai would still, in that place, he had tuned the ear of his spirit to the gentle whisper. Because that's where he sat. Some of us saying, I have a busy job. You don't understand. My phone goes, my emails, it doesn't matter. Am I tuning to the signal of the spirit? Am I running on half a bar or am I running on full Wi-Fi? Because God walks through the quiet going, I'm whispering. Are you still there? Okay. Ezekiel was the Kabul River. Where was Daniel's? Come on. Where was Daniel's? Was the window in Jerusalem. And he knew this would lead to his imprisonment. He didn't shy back from his daily time with the Spirit of God because it would open persecution. He knew that what he did before the law, that he's not allowed to do it, he would continue to hear God afterwards, even if it threw him into a lion's den. Because the whisper of the Spirit was worth dying for. Do you know the whisper of the voice of God? Jonah, I couldn't quite figure out Jonah. Because Jonah hears God say, go to Nineveh. Jonah fears the people of Nineveh. And he ends up in the belly of a big fish. I think that's where he heard the whisper. A bit like Adam. Adam sins and God still goes, Adam. Jonah sins, willfully disobeying God. And in that place, it's like, Jonah, I can still see you. Yes, Lord, I repent. I repent. The voice of your whisper, I'll follow that. See, God can show up anywhere at any time. And he will. Moses, it was a burning bush. If I was God, I probably would have called Moses to the pyramids of Egypt. Like, look at my greatness. But Moses, not even expecting it. He's also a bit of a journey. And there's this bush. And God says, you're standing on holy ground, young man. Take off your shoes. I want to speak with you today. But he recognized it was God. I want to encourage you. Sometimes you're just busy doing what it is, and there's a burning bush. I don't know how it's going to look for you. But when God shows up in front of you, take off your shoes. Unplug your ears of your spirit. Because that whisper is coming. There are folk that shared, I mean, that few of them said, I'm just a normal person. And that's what I said. I said, who can I bring that are like me? You know, I'm just a normal person that's an elder. But I said to them, listen before you come. See what God's going to tell you. And I'm telling you, if you will listen, God will speak through you. He does. So, the secret is not the place. It's not actually, you don't have to go and get eaten by a fish or stand on a mountain, wait for an earthquake or stand in a window in Jerusalem. The secret is not so much the place, it's consistency. What's the Afrikaans word for consistency? What is the word for consistency? There must be a word. Constant.
Regularly.
Consistent. You diligently seek him. It's like I keep meeting God. Whether I'm on holiday or whether my family's here for New Year, it doesn't matter. I will consistently turn my ear to the voice of the Spirit. But there are some keys that is, there's a withdrawal. There's a setting apart. There's a drawing aside of the noisiness. I'm telling you, you don't hear the whisper where it's very noisy. But you put yourself aside. If you show up, God shows up. If God shows up, sometimes we don't show up. We miss it. The gentle visa. Okay? Listening. Listening doesn't happen automatically. It's an appointment by design. It's a desire. It's like, it happens when I say, I'm going to plan for this. Doesn't matter where you are. You can be driving in your car. You can be sitting on the roof of your office at lunch break. You can, anywhere. I can be sitting in the corner with your little child playing and crying. But you desire, in your spirit, it's like, God, I want to hear your whisper today. I want to hear your whisper today. I want to hear your whisper today. What are you saying to me? What are you asking me? What are you changing? What do you want to do through me? You still there? You have to go outside the camp and pitch a tent. It says, Moses took the tent and he went and he pitched a tent. He was intentional. Intentional. Get up in the morning. Go at lunchtime. Put a half an hour in your day before you go home. Doesn't matter. Regular life, you will begin to hear the voice of the Spirit more than you already do. Because God is whispering. I'm telling you, He's whispering. You've got to look for alone times. You've got to look for silence. And the whisper's there. You've got to cut out distraction. Got to cut out distraction. My phone, I wish nobody invented that thing. So now I just stopped taking it. I was like, no. No. It's going to distract me. It's going to beep. I'm going to get a message. So it's in the car there somewhere. Because I'm telling you, somebody will message me this morning, like in the meeting. It's like, no. Sometimes when I go to the shops, it's like, Sue, I'll be back in 2 hours. My phone is still at home. You know? If I die out there, I'll still be dead after 2 hours. Don't worry. Somebody will tell you. But it's a distraction. And I've got to start cutting that thing. And then I want to watch this and watch that. It's like, so I'm getting ruthless. What is your distraction? Is it work? Is it your children? Is it your studies? Good things. Okay? Eliminate them. You have to turn down some voices, even tune them right out. I got some friends, one or two. It's not good for me to be with them. I want to be with them, but this what they speak is not good for me. It's too much negative, too much this, too much that. And it starts to be a loud voice against the whisper. So I'm careful now how much I spend with them. Why even say, I don't want to talk about that. And if he doesn't want to be my friend, I've lost nothing. Because if he's really my friend, he will respect what I want to hear. But you've got to tune the voices out. Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Let me tell you why the voice of the Spirit is so important for us. Paul writes to the Corinthian church. A lot of voices, a lot of stuff coming into that church. And he says this, the man without the Spirit, and it's the Spirit that's whispering, okay? The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God. Wow. For they are foolishness to him. He cannot understand them because those things are spiritually discerned. Now hear it through the voice of the Spirit. Why do you need a spirit of that whisper? Because the man without the Spirit cannot accept the things that come from the Spirit of God. Holy Spirit's going to want to say things, and it's contrary to the world. Those things are foolishness to you, and you can't understand them because they are spiritually discerned. When you learn to hear the whisper, you learn to discern the things that are spiritual. You need the Spirit to discern the Spirit. Is that clear? Let me tell you the kind of things. This discernment that you'll need to hear the Spirit. You need the discernment that you'll hear in the whisper to know the closed doors and the open doors. We pray, God, open doors. God, close doors. The enemy can open doors and close doors. You can open doors and close doors by your own CV, your own friendships. You need to know that whisper so that you know the Spirit to discern which one is God. You got it? We need it. Or we'll end up in all sorts of situations. You need the discernment given by the whisper to discern the God-given dreams or vision. What is coming from God and what is coming from you? Or for some young people, what's coming from your parents? When all these voices are there, it's that little whisper that'll help you discern. This is a God-given thing. It takes the discernment in the Spirit by the whisper to know which desires are from God. That's which desires are from God and which desires are from the flesh. So this is life. This is important. I need the whisper. I need to know that voice. You need it. Wow. When the promptings of God come, the promptings of the Holy Spirit, it's going to take discernment you're going to hear in the whisper. The Holy Spirit's going to remind you of a scripture, or he's going to prompt your spirit, spirit to spirit. Could be the prompting of, you go to ShopRite, and the lady's serving you, and the Holy Spirit says, tell her I love her. The Holy Spirit says, pay for the person's food behind you in the queue. You walk past Wimpy. Apparently we've got a great Wimpy here. And the Holy Spirit says, that old couple there, just go to the till and pay for their food and sneak out the back. Don't let anybody know it was you. I don't know. You see a policeman on the side of the road. God says, just go and pray for her. Or you come on a Sunday and God says, I want you to speak a word over this lady. You see, the promptings of the Spirit are not to make you great. It's to make him great. And when I obey the promptings, he gets the glory. But if I can't hear the prompting of the whisper, and I don't obey it, he's not lifted up. And sometimes I think we want to be used, we want to obey, but we actually just can't hear. We haven't learned consistently to know the whisper. Yeah. It takes discernment to read people. It's the last one. What I mean by read people, you're employing some people and you're doing interviews. How do you know who to interview? Just on their CV? Or God knows their heart, and you know his whisper. See, the whispers of God aren't so spiritual that they aren't real. They aren't practical. They're not, it's not, you know, you're so spiritually minded, you know, earthly good. No, he's earthly good. He wants us to do well here. Sometimes it's reading people. You said, who's not married? I'm telling you, when a young girl is in front of you and your heart's excited, you need to know the whisper of the Spirit. Can I read this girl? Is she the right girl? Am I free to marry her? Is the timing right? When a young guy says to you, can we go for coffee? It's like, what do? You need to know the whisper that overrides the heart. Reading, it's like, we need it. I'm telling you, I need a sermon all the time, and you need it, and it comes out of that whisper. So here's the question. Is the small voice in your life the loudest voice in your life? I'll be honest, it's not always like that for me. I wish it was. I wish the small whisper was the loudest voice in my life all the time. I really wish it was. But I'm learning more and more that voice to be loud. I'm learning more and more to be consistent. I'm learning more and more to pull out of the crowd. And my encouragement that I felt God say was, Josh Jen, I'm speaking. Where are you? In a loving way, not a rebuke. It's not a rebuke. It's like, where are you? Because I want to whisper the secrets of my heart to the congregation, and I want to whisper it to every one of you. And he would get the glory. So for that to happen, it's like, even today, we've all got something planned. Take the time. I'll give you a secret of what I do. Sometimes when I'm in a shopping mall, and I'm go, 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 and I'm hunting for this and hunting for that, I just go to the toilet. It is. I close the door, and it's not my internet cafe. My phone is off. I'm like, okay, God, what are you trying to tell me here? I've had God speak some profound things for me to do in shopping mall toilets, and I won't even give you stories because I've just stopped. There's thousands of people, and God wants to touch somebody. That's it. Sometimes before I preach, I'll disappear. You'll find me in that little room. Sounds weird, hey? But nobody disturbs you there. There's no noise. Nobody. So find it. Is it under the tree in your garden? Say, Holy Spirit, I'm listening. I'm here. What do you want to say? So I want to pray that we would hear the voice. Let it be a loud whisper. Loud as in it's clear and I can obey. That's it. And maybe I don't think there were any visitors first time, but maybe you've been here 2 times, 3 times. And you just watch and you wait. You're taking steps towards the Father and step towards Jesus. And Holy Spirit is drawing you. And today he wants to actually encounter you. Jesus wants to bring you to a full relationship with the Father. Jesus didn't just die to forgive your sin. The reason he forgave your sin by dying was that you could come into the presence of the Father. It's more than Jesus forgive my sin. The reason he forgave sin and took that punishment was that you could come to the Father. I remember receiving Jesus as a young boy. I even got baptized as an early teenager. But when I was 22, I found the Father. In my maturity then, I understood. Actually, it wasn't about being baptized. It wasn't about my sin. That was the doorway. That was Jesus reconciling me to the Father. And then I began to hear his whisper. because I was close enough. So I want to, is there anybody that's saying, yeah, I feel like God's drawing me to the Father today. I want to say a full of salvation. They're saying, I've been here and I feel like, yeah, I'm understanding that. Then I'd love to, I'm not going to call you up, but it'd be good to pray with you. And can we praise as I close? Is that okay? Let's just close our eyes for a second. Holy Spirit, I want to pray right now. Teach us to hear your whisper. Come and just even speak right now to people. Come and whisper into our hearts right now. Lord, I pray that we'd be the people that know how to withdraw. We'd be a people that know how to regularly listen to you. We'd be a people that know how to obey your whisper. For my sheep know my voice, Jesus says. I'm the good shepherd, my sheep know my voice. Lord, let us be a people that know your voice. Let us be a people that obey your whispers. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Amen and amen.